This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm just very blessed to be here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to air this special report, and Barnes is going to be back. I'm going to give the number out on the world events, on the betrayal of Trump by Bolton. And so much more. They're now moving as well against Pence, as we said they would. It's all coming up in this third hour. Here is a report on Hillary bedeviling the Dems. Now, Hillary Clinton obviously is basically running for president. She at least wants the money, and she's going around still raising money for her foundation. She's doing more campaign stops than all the other candidates pretty much combined. She's on more television than even Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and, of course, Joe Biden combined.
How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Because you're not in power. You have all the power.
She's on everything. And there's new big national polls out where she's in a dead heat with Joe Biden, who is the presumptive nominee. So you heard it here first, folks, that she would not run officially, but be running the whole time so that she won't be under scrutiny. And then, boom, last minute, if she's able to remove Trump with impeachment, then she comes in and flexes her deep state muscles. She thinks that'll scare everybody else into submission and that they will run some weak Republican against her and she will get into office. Why, after all, it was promised to her. She had 8 years of co-presidency with Bill Clinton, then 8 years of co-presidency with Barack Hussein Obama. And I guess for her, 16 years is not enough. So she's got those visions of the anointed she wants back in, and she's still got that whole deep state in there. Both the neocons are on her side as well, put in by the Bushes. And so that's why she's so constant. She's got the mainstream media. She's got the Chi-Com. She's got the Hollywood America haters.
About this extraordinary charge by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that one of the 2020 candidates, who was later confirmed she meant Tulsi Gabbard, was somehow working for Russia. Why did she say that?
You know, it is often hard to know exactly what the Clintons are up to and how they're thinking about things. What may be true, though, is that she is worried about something happening to the Democratic nominee that she feels happened to her in 2016. And she is willing to sacrifice herself to raise these questions very early.
But she doesn't have you. She doesn't have the heart and soul of America. She doesn't have Christ on her side. And she doesn't have the info war on her side either. But they're all weak. Joe Biden can barely talk, gasps every hour. Every time he talks, he says he wants the Paris Peace Accords passed.
I'm going to make sure that we rejoin the Paris Peace Accord on day one, and I'm going to announce within the first 100 days those 173 nations are going to come and meet in Washington, D.C.
That happened. In the Vietnam War, has nothing to do with us now. He doesn't know what state he's in. He says he's in Iowa when he's in Ohio. He's on another planet.
Watch what happened when those kids from Parkland came up to see me when I was vice president. They went under the, and some of you covered it.
The issue with that statement is Joe Biden had moved out of the Naval Observatory more than a year before the mass murder at Parkland.
Your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
All right, if you're receiving this transmission, you're the resistance. I want to take calls, and I'm dedicated to taking more calls. We're going to take a lot of calls tomorrow. We're going to take them today as well. We got another great guest host coming up, Matt Bracken. I may commandeer a little bit of time there to take more of those calls. Yeah, the first 15 minutes, but Matt's really going to have a lot to cover. Always enjoy having my lunch a little late on those days and watching when Matt is sitting in through the fourth hour. And then Owen Schroyer. And, of course, got firepower coming up, but I'm going to hit all the news we haven't covered, basically, as best I can. We come back and give the number out. All I can say to the globalist is your plan is going down. Nine. No. Shall not pass. No. No. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products, like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco ZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Let's go to Donna Brazil, Bill Swindle. The debates for CNN criminally and six polls on record. She confirms it. The Fox News commentator telling us, don't listen to the guy who lost by a few thousand votes in Kentucky with all the massive evidence of the Democrats engaging in fraud nationwide, saying travel there to vote the names of dead people on the rolls. No, it's a conspiracy theory. No, the Democrats, they're going to win. Yeah, we let them steal the election. Here she is on Fox. Hell, with Fox, who needs MSNBC these days?
Headliner Donna Brazil, former DNC interim chair and a Fox News contributor. Donna, good morning to you. First, your response to that this morning.
Well, I agree with the chairwoman. The Republicans did hold on and flip two of the seats, statewide seats. The fact is that Mr. Bevin is not a very popular governor, and I think the voters wanted a change in that position. And let's see what happens with the canvassing, which is going to be underway in about 7 days. They will canvass all 120 counties, and if there are any irregularities, any problems, I'm sure the county clerks and others will find out.
Okay, here is Bevin on him on that very issue. He's making the case on the recount.
We want the people of Kentucky to have absolute confidence that their votes were counted as they should have been counted, that the law was followed, and that regardless of whether they vote this side of the aisle or that side of the aisle, that they can always have confidence that the electoral process works.
So let's see whether or not Bevin wins on his challenge or not. But I think Kentucky's a little more complicated than most have analyzed it thus far. And that goes along the following lines. These northern counties in northern Kentucky that are the suburbs of Cincinnati, the Democrat Beshear won those counties, flipped them from Bevin. But if you look at the undercard, the other five statewide candidates, they pretty much romped across the board.
It's a red state.
You have to go a little deeper to really understand it.
Yeah, and I think if you go a little deeper, you'll scratch what's underneath the bottom, and that is Mr. Beshear won counties, typical Democratic counties from the past. He won a lot of the eastern counties that used to vote Democratic.
Okay, I can't listen to any of this anymore. The Democrats are caught all over the country busing. They would say illegals, but they'll just bus anybody, the homeless people, you name it, to vote on up to 10 people on average. We've had Larry Nichols used to help the Clintons get into office. Talked about it. And this is a reality. Of course, if he barely lost, it was stolen. The Democrats rule voter fraud.
Well, in fact, what's been publicly reported is that that's what Bill Clinton thought when Barack Obama beat Hillary Clinton in Iowa in 2008. Bill Clinton believed, without doubt, according to various published reports, including books published by liberal media members, that Obama had bussed people in to steal the vote. So why would Clinton think that if this never occurs? Why would Clinton?
Yeah, you just stole a trick from them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why would Clinton think any? Well, one of the first things I learned as a kid, old Grundy County, Tennessee Democratic poll told me, I was trying to figure out how they like magically hit certain numbers. I was like, how did you get like that number when you needed that exact number of votes? And I was a teenager. And he said, well, Bobby, it's not who votes who count. It's who counts the vote who count. And that was, it was a wise old Democratic hand. LBJ learned that here in Texas.
Stuff in that box 13.
Exactly. Just waiting for that.
He even posed with photos of it to rub it in.
I'll give Lyndon Johnson credit. I mean, he was who he was. It was an old buddy of mine, Nick Adamo, at Yale, grew up homeless on the streets of New York City, who said he always liked LBJ because LBJ was honest about his corruption. He said, you need a few more honest crooks in office. So there was that kind of sort of mindset. But there's no question that there are issues with turnout issues. There's issues with discrepancy. The problem for the Kentucky governor and his recount effort is that Republicans swept the lower offices. Republicans won. The first African-American attorney general of the state of Kentucky is going to be a Republican. The Democratic governor who used his attorney general position and weaponized it against the incumbent governor to win the governor's seat is now going to regret
sure.
that. Because
what about Virginia? I mean, that's been 30 years since that went to a Democrat.
The thing, now that's an immigration-driven issue,
state
green
house.
Card visa issues. But you have a disproportionate number of visa card holders who become Virginia citizens. So that's changed the demographics of Virginia. The other thing is Virginia's where the deep state lives.
I was about to say,
where the government
from the only other places than Texas that's had a boom, and you've had Californians moving there and others. So it's, leftists have moved there like hairy.
And they've been killing manufacturing in that state, which was a key basis of populist conservative support. Killing mining in that state, which is another key basis of
which is the plan. Kill all opportunity, then you need to live on the government tata.
And, and then you have people who are saying climate change is going to require just killing mass groups of people in general. So the
that's our next story. I haven't gotten to that. I should have. Let's cover that next segment, then we'll let you get back to the important work you're doing. I'm going to give the number out, ladies and gentlemen, on any subject you want to cover, on the big story here that I want to get Robert Barnes' take on, and that's what's happening at the impeachment, on the elections, on the huge Epstein news coming out, on the Roger Stone show trial. You know, they're saying I'm death-threatening the jurors because I had a Grim Reaper on here about Jeffrey Epstein. I mean,
I know this is a complete fabrication. They knew it was a fabrication. They lied. And if they don't retract, they're going to get sued. The days of sitting back and taking it routinely and repeatedly are over.
What did they think was going to come out? Just deflect the story because the judge is trying to put on the jury Obama officials. And so we cover it, which is normal. And they go, that's illegal. And he's threatening to kill us. Oh, God.
Three things. First, to further bias the judge against Roger Stone by creating these fake news stories. Second, to potentially bias the jury themselves by having the jury say, oh, the people that are threatening you out there, that if you don't, and when in fact
they're sending the Grim Reaper.
In fact,
it was the salmon moose.
By circulating those stories where the jury could read, it really becomes a threat to the jury by them. And then the third is to discourage people from exercising their legal rights to look into whether this has been a fair jury selection process. That's the main goal. The primary goal is to prevent free press, prevent free speech, prevent people from knowing about their legal rights. It's my problem with all of the, not only the weaponization of the law for political purposes, but also the members of the media and the legal left lying about it, making up things about the emolument clause, the U.S. Constitution, that don't exist.
Well, also, I've seen the code, and I've read, I meant to get to that last week, because it was pointed out by listeners. Quid pro quo is not illegal in foreign affairs. It's standard unless you're personally getting money or land or jewels. Of course, you say the president's allowed to say to a foreign leader, okay, you take your missiles out of Cuba, I take them out of Turkey. We had a treaty, as you pointed out. There's a treaty with Ukraine about corruption. This is ridiculous.
Well, I've been on a wide range of press and have challenged every leftist lawyer out there to name the criminal statute that's been violated by what they believe Trump did. And they can't identify it. And one of them said, oh, extortion. I was like, that's absurd.
We're going to cover that in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, today is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 is the number to join us. we'll be taking your calls. But just briefly getting back into that, they don't care, though, if that's the law and the right. facts and the fraud and these fake whistleblowers that are proven frauds. They're just moving forward.
Well, the left increasingly, I saw it in law school when I was there, increasingly believes in just making our results oriented. They no longer believe in the rules.
They say, we're the good guys, so we can do all the evil things.
And they say the ends justify the means yeah. every time. And so it means that there's one rule of law for defamation for liberals, a different rule of law of defamation for conservatives. One rule of law that governs Obama's conduct, a different rule of law that governs Trump's conduct. It's got to end.
Five senators can say, Ukraine better do this, we're going to hold the money up. Trump doesn't even do that. He has to be burned at the stake.
Exactly. I mean, just complete contradictory activities. For example, if there was a whistleblower out there attacking President Obama, every major media network would have already done smear and hit jobs of him and identified him to the whole world and had cameras outside his
house. And they would have arrested him. That's what Obama did.
I mean, this is CNN. Remember, hunted a meme maker. Hunted down a grandma. I mean, these are the people that threatened to dox a meme maker.
Here's how they're winning. They're changing the subject from what's really going on. They're stopping the Trump agenda. He can't trust anybody around him. They're all lying. They are sabotaging the Trump agenda. So we all bitch and complain he didn't get everything done. Well, hell, could you get something done surrounded by an army of lying blue blood scumbags? God, most of them pedophiles? I mean, most of these people are screwing little kids, okay? That's just the icing, okay? It goes a lot worse. They're killing little kids.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Churches. And Jesus hid what they tell you on the news. So, I know you're out there seeking, and that's good. We're told we shouldn't seek, but you seek long enough, you're going to find. Just make sure you don't find the wrong thing. Robert Barnes is our guest, riding shotgun. I said, hey, buddy, been on since pretty much the start of the show. You want to take some time? Oh, I want to stay on. Well, good, I want him to stay on with us. We're going to take your phone call starting here in a moment. Can Trump be indicted in the House and removed in the Senate? Bolton willing to defy White House to testify in impeachment inquiry. The court clears the way, sources say. So a violation of the executive branch. I mean, that the judiciary doesn't let people take their rights away. The legislative doesn't. Meanwhile, House to explore Pence's role in Ukraine controversy with new testimony. He's now part of the removal process. This is all very scripted. They've told us what they're going to do. The lawyer for the fake whistleblower said, we're going to set Trump up, insurance policy type stuff. I mean, they're telling us, and the Republican leadership acts dumb about this.
I think what they're doing is they're testing to see whether or not the president's base will rally to his defense to such a degree that the Republicans in the Senate feel they have no choice but to oppose impeachment.
Bingo. And if Republicans are listening to QAnon, we're going to win. Everything's fine. I'm not trying to bash whoever the nebulous Q is. I've been around 25 years. You know who I am. We deliver. All this stuff that everything's fine is how you lose. That's how Hillary lost. Okay? So I'm just telling you that if we don't put pressure on the Republican establishment and others, they are putting their finger up to the wind.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they're constantly testing because what they remember is the Nixon example, whereby originally Republican in the Nixon base held with them. They finally got fractures in that base, and as soon as they did, they forced them out. So the goal is just to seize their opportunity when the opportunity presents itself.
And let's be clear. Trump has gotten rid of all the lobbyists. Now, people in and around the White House all become their own lobbyists now, and some of the money's $1 million a day. I mean, but Trump doesn't know, and he's trying to stop it, literally. The Republican class, a bunch of them are corrupt. They want that money back. So the knives are out for Trump.
Oh, they have been all the way through. I mean, there was efforts. As soon as the president started making momentum, they started doing shenanigans with delegates and tried to seize delegates. Trump would win a race like Louisiana, and all of a sudden the delegates would break a different way. There was the whole Colorado scandal. So, and that's how he brought people in order to fix that. So then there was a threat.
So the government put them in prison.
Yeah, well, but that's what ultimately
happened. Oh, you bring Manafort in to fix that, he goes to prison.
Exactly.
Jones gives you the strategy to win, you go to prison. Jones helps rally the base, we'll destroy him.
Exactly. It's just one thing after the next after the next. There's been constant targeting of anybody who was a critical aide or ally of the president, particularly those who were the most essential allies.
He's got to come to Stone's aid. I mean, it's not a good signal. Stone hadn't done a damn thing.
No, this is a crime that he's being prosecuted with that if this fit the crime, almost everybody in Congress or has appeared before Congress could be prosecuted. So it's a ludicrous application. It's an overly broad, politically motivated case. It was brought
totally transparent.
Evident that that's what's taking place. And there's been no effort, in my view, to make it at least appear to be a fair trial. It appears to be an unfair trial. And at some point, the head of the executive branch, the elected head of the executive branch, has to take action in governing the executive branch and correct its excesses and injustices. And that's what needs to happen. Obama did it for people who are convicted terrorists. I mean, Roger Stone is being charged because they didn't like his answer to a few questions.
Clinton pardoned convicted cocaine dealers.
Yeah. And pardoned people who were involved in gun running and other activities. He also pardoned people like Mark Rich, who had a wide range of allegations.
Missile seekers.
I mean, whether he was violating Iranian sanctions. I mean, all kinds of issues with him.
So it's just outrageous what they're doing.
No doubt. I mean, it's excessive and outrageous, but it's meant to send a message to everyone else. It's really not so much just punishing Stone or just punishing Manafort or just punishing you in the way they're weaponizing the legal system against people for political purposes or misleading people about their rights concerning a juror secrecy, misinterpreting the law as it applies to WikiLeaks, misinterpreting and misapplying the law as it applies to someone like Snowden or Julian Assange, who weren't given the whistleblower protections they're demanding for this guy. Apparently, there is a story out today that Facebook is going to start banning people who even mention the fake whistleblower's name. I mean, so this is a huge effort at censorship.
Oh, Facebook is obsessed with the power to ban words or terms. In fact, anybody talking about Epstein, back on July 5th of this year, investigative journalist Leo Zagami, who we're trying to get on the show from wherever he's at, Italy, the U.S., he travels all over, they just found that he posted an article back then. And so somebody posted another link to it. They banned him for good for saying how long until Epstein is killed by the deep state. This is insane.
I mean, it was obvious from day one. As soon as that happened, the probability that he committed suicide unassisted and unaided with it by anyone else was extraordinarily low. That facility has I handle prison suicide cases, so I represent people who actually commit suicide. So, and where the system has screwed up in some way in allowing that to happen by people who are mentally ill or institutionalized for mental illness related ailments. And that should never happen.
That facility had a perfect record. It was designed so you couldn't.
Exactly. But everything about it had been like 30 plus years since anybody.
But it wasn't two bones. It was three. It's two of the same. It's frontal. He fought.
You literally have to make an acrobatic Cirque du Soleil kind of jump off the top bed to magically kill yourself in the way they're saying he did.
It was like a one in a million. And, but the point is, he said they're coming to kill me. He begged for his life. They went breathe while they were killing him.
I mean, that's been published in various places. There are people who
he told his family they're coming to kill me. So why is it so big now? It's totally exploded. It was the closest thing to Fight Club. You know, where Tyler Durden's walking around, everybody's like, hey, they're in on it. He doesn't know why, because he's gone the other personality. I'm walking down the street, and I was like, yeah, I've seen it killing me, right, Jones? Well, I apologize, Jones, you're right. You know, people are coming up singing on camera. They're like, yeah, old, young, black, white. I was like, what the? It's like a movie. It's like crazy.
Well, even liberal publications like The Week said that if you looked at the Fox News worldview, if you looked at the traditional liberal worldview, they could not forecast and explain Epstein. Whereas the people who had followed the InfoWars worldview, they understood it exactly. I remember watching the documentary called The Whistleblower, about a real whistleblower, about what was happening with defense contractors involved in sex trafficking in Europe. And watching it, I was like, how could this whistleblower be so naive? And I realized they just are used to watching establishment press. So they couldn't anticipate.
Because they work to cover it up and persecute her.
Of course. It was like, oh, I just go to people.
They load little kids on the airplanes and fly them out to Lord knows where. But
if I tell the bosses will do something about it.
Turns out Epstein was buying little girls from that.
There's all kinds of, well,
I mean, these people need to be brought to justice.
No doubt about it. And there's a reason why it exists. It exists for people in positions of power who want to exercise the most extreme versions of that power.
And these old, sick demons, folks, like having kids chained up in the basement. They've had a bad day. They just walk in there, pull a knife out, just slit their throat. Go get me another kid.
It's the most perverse, distorted version of that psychopathology.
Come here, you little bastard. Your mommy's never going to help you. Slit that throat. Liberal. That's liberal. Hillary loves you. Liberal.
The whole nature of the psychology of power attracts those kind of people. And it's why that they have to be constantly monitored.
Hey, but I say drink your fluoride, take your 5G, and let them rape kids and slit their throats. Hail Satan, right, liberals? Liberals would say to me, well, if you want to F you, I'm getting their face and go, you like the kids getting raped? You like them? No, you're right. Oh, it was firing like, say Hillary's bad. Say it. You're right. She's bad. I actually did that yesterday. We're going to defeat you, scumbags. You're going to pay.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products, 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Something called love.
Something you call love.
But confess, you've been a messin'.
You've been a messin'. Well, you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Our children.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
Our property.
These boots are made
for
walking, and that's just what they'll do.
And one of these days,
these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Doesn't matter how long you fight. club unless you're going in the wood chipper. Politically. So start walking.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing.
Oh, ought to be truthing. Turn it up.
And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
That's a good point.
You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing.
Yeah, I just got a brand new box of matches.
Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet.
Mm-mm.
These boots are made for...
They got the power. They don't have the truth, and they're losing ground. That's Trump's not invincible, but the truth is invincible.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no doubt that a large part of the acts that have taken place are acts of desperation, a feeling of futility, a feeling of frustration, that they've been unable to change the president's mind, unable to get him to bend to their will, unable to get them to reverse his prior positions, because everyone else who's got elected, even on populist positions, has mostly reversed those positions once they got to power. Remember Obama ran on how he's going to change NAFTA, he's going to change trade agreements, he wasn't going to do those deals. And as soon as he got there, that's exactly what he did.
But Trump's actually been doing it.
Exactly, and it drives them insane.
And they just want to wear people out and have others just think they're part of the power structure if they just join the attack on Trump.
Exactly.
I've had so many people Hollywood, you know, go, Alex, just please don't support him. We'll stop suing you, it'll all stop. Just give yourself to Lucifer.
They try to create an impression of inevitability in order to create a sense of futility in Trump's base and audience with the hope that that converts Republican senators into standing aside and letting them take out the president. And it's part of a consistent pattern, a consistent methodology, and they won't stop, and they'll continue to pursue it until 2020. And it's up to the ordinary person to stand up for the president that keeps the constitutional liberties afloat in this country.
I agree. I want to go to calls. I'm going to host calls 50 minutes the next hour. He'll be here with us the next two segments. But I just want to throw this out there again. The equation is very simple. You fund the operation, we stay on air, we defeat the globalist. It's the easiest way you can put energy towards fighting the New World Order and all the terrible things it's doing and all the horrible plans it's got is funding this operation. And there's many different forms of energy in the universe. Your word of mouth, spreading the word, telling others, sharing articles, sharing videos on all the different platforms by text message, in person, over the radio, over TV, jumping in front of the outdoor live newscast, pulling a stunt, putting a URL on your barn, putting a bumper sticker on your car. That's all paramount. Then buying products that you know are good and that make your life better, that then fund the operation, that's also key. And, of course, prayer is next level. We're ending the big sale. Everything must go. Super sale. 40-70% off. We've got a whole list of the products that have sold out. A bunch of great things like DNA Force Plus have come back in. It's 50% off. Free shipping as well. But we have to end the general special in the next few days because 20-something things have sold out. A whole bunch of items were on the verge of it, so I've already stopped selling the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste at 50% off. We only make $2 on it when we do that, and we won't get more until probably the new year. It looks like late December, new year, and it's our biggest total seller. It's not a big money maker, but it's the thing we sell the most of. And we've got it back at full price so that folks that are going to get it out to the new year, you know, they'll pay $12 or whatever instead of $7. That funds us. There's no fillers, fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine fortified. But the bubblegum flavor is very popular, but we sell 3-to-1 the non-children's. This is the same thing as an adult. It just has the natural bubblegum flavor for kids, and they can actually swallow this and not have any problems. It doesn't have fluoride, and it's got the colloidal silver, the iodine. So it really is a nutraceutical, and it's a concentrate. So it's 50% off right now. And I want to explain something. I could put a tube of this out with the filler, with all the silicates and the rest of it, because most of them are like 80% sand, small granular sand. And I could, you know, put these out for like $1.50 a tube instead of 3-something a tube. But it's got all the great ingredients in it. And we had to get one of the top firms in the country to add the iodine, the colloidal silver and all that. So it's a lot goes into this. We're very, very proud of it. And it's at 50% off right now. So for your grandchildren or for whatever, a lot of adults like it. So it's at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to explain something. All of these had a 99% approval rating at InfoWarsStore.com. until they ran national things on Trevor Noah and on all those other big shows, demonizing it, saying go vote it down, all the rest of it, power reviews. These are real reviews. And so they pull a bunch of crap, try to vote him down, thinking, oh, we hit that. I mean, big national programs. Who was the other guy on the show on last week on the news, on HBO, the British guy or whatever? Last week, tonight, yeah, all these shows, John Oliver, they all just demonize it. Vice, all of them, you know, you say, go vote it down, and then they go vote it down. I mean, that's how obsessed they are, and it's all a lie. But anyways, it's an InfoWars story. It's still at 89%, despite, you know, you'd be 99. This is what they're doing to try to take us off air. InfoWarsStore.com, get yours, and it defies their criminal activities. The Alexa Pure Breezes, we got a couple thousand of those at cost. At the end of year, we have a contract. We're down to a few hundred right now. Free shipping on those as well. But just know your purchase makes it all possible. I thank you for the support. Barnes, let's go to some phone calls.
Sure. Sounds good.
All right. Let's go ahead here and I'll go to Carlos, who's a longtime caller. It's longtime, first time caller today. Carlos is always a smart cookie. We'll talk about the Epstein case. Go ahead, Carlos.
Thank you, Alex. Well, I have a lot on the Epstein case, but I wanted to first share with you something that has gone under the radar for quite some time. The name is Ghislaine Maxwell, and she appears in writing, actually, the day after that photograph at the In-N-Out hamburger joint in California. And she is actually doing a customer review, which is a coded message that appears on Amazon under the book title that she was reading in that picture. The book title is The Book of Honor by Ted Gupp. So if you go to the Amazon.com website and look at the customer review for that book, The Book of Honor, you will find G. Maxwell, a comforting read after a personal tragedy.
Yeah, guys, just type in Maxwell Epstein caught at In-N-Out Burger, California, and I'll pull it up. And you can see her reading a book about CIA intelligence agents murdered in the line of duty is the book. There it is, The Book of Honor. The secret lives of and deaths of CIA operatives. And then she did a review. And I said at the time, the book she was reading, it was all obviously staged. And Carl's a smart guy. I haven't read the review. What is she saying? Because it's undoubtedly not even a coded message. Go ahead.
Well, it is coded because it's really to throw the CIA, NSA, FBI. Obviously, CIA, NSA, FBI wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
Sure, it's a threat that if you mess with me, I'll expose everything like Barney Frank and others said.
So it reads, a good friend of mine died recently under very tragic circumstances. Some of us saw it coming for quite a while, but it was still a huge shock when it finally happened. I picked up this book at the advice of a friend and absolutely couldn't put it down. I read Walking the Dog, Getting Fast Food, picture, or even just lounging around the house. It helped me realize that my friend really believed in something and that giving your life for the CIA, NSA, FBI, Mossad, or any other intelligence agency, it's truly a higher calling and not something to mourn, a wholehearted recommendation. Now, what people don't know is that Jeffrey Epstein actually goes back a long time. He goes back to Robert Maxwell, who was, in fact,
her father.
Unlike, you know, other people.
Hold on, stay there. Exactly. It's the higher calling to kidnap the children in mass and do all these things to them. And she's telling you, the world, she's very proud of.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Robert Barnes in that last break just loaded all the info out. He's got to just start doing his own show here. Wow. Then we get him to move to Austin so he can be in the studio and do his own show. He needs to. Because I've been studying this whole Epstein thing for 13, 14 years. When I first saw his name 15 years ago with Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and them running a eugenics operation, I saw the name. And then I went back and saw the articles. But I've been watching him since the whole first pedo bust and that cover-up. And it's just amazing. But yeah, getting into Maxwell's father, you were pointing out she's better than be alive right now. Kind of say what you, yeah, repeat some of what you just said, and then we'll go back to Carlo.
So, I mean, there have been stories that the published photo of her was not contemporaneously made and that it may have been previously made and was sort of a dead man switch or a risk threat that she had the authorization to release it. Either way, she hasn't talked or interviewed with anyone that anyone has been able to document or detail on the record. Her father, of course, died under mysterious circumstances himself, was connected to a wide range of political actors, and there were wide-ranging allegations or theories that he may have been murdered or hit himself. There are wide-ranging concerns about whether or not Ghislaine Maxwell is alive. What I do remember is I remember the Southern District of New York making a big deal at the time of Epstein's death and saying, don't worry, we're going to bring a bunch of other indictments against people connected to him. Here we are months and months later. And not a whisper of such indictments taking place. So, I mean, there's already people who think the Southern District of New York never meaningfully intended to go after those people.
And he was only brought in to kill him.
That's what some people think. I mean, they and those theories are going to be strengthened if the U.S. Attorney's Office takes no action against the other people.
But according to the left's lawsuits against myself, we're not supposed to ever question anything that's happened in a public event.
Well, increasingly, some of the legal theories being pursued by the left in a wide range of cases, including these cases, but also other cases, is they're saying if you challenge or contest who committed a crime or who committed a mass trauma, that you can be then sued by people who are related in any way, shape, or form.
When everyone's always questioned everything, that's what juries do.
Well,
look at the O.J. case, and I've looked at that. I don't know who really did it.
Most Innocence Project cases. In other words, imagine if you couldn't challenge whether someone was innocent.
Death row.
Sued. Yeah, exactly. Then
DNA's proven like, what, a third of them are innocent?
Tons of Innocence Project people have been proven to be innocent based on independent medical and scientific and forensic testing. Imagine if they couldn't say it without the person saying, hey, you know, I'm related to the victim of that crime. I consider you intending to inflict emotional distress.
Who's the famous case in north of Austin? I forget the guy's name, where he never had a criminal record. Somebody comes in and kills his daughter. And then they convict him. He spends decades in death row. And then finally the guy that did it admits to it and then confirms actually the government knew, had his blood, had it all.
We have a long history of some Texas cases like that. You have the great documentary, The Thin Blue Line, where they accuse someone of being responsible for killing someone that it turned out totally innocent. And the documentary goes through the detail of how it was. I mean, you had prosecutors in parts of Texas back in the day who used to brag. Said any prosecutor can convict a guilty person. It takes a truly extraordinary one to convict an innocent person. So we're seeing aspects of it that power in the hands of the wrong people will be misused and abused. And there's aspects of that that are throughout the process. And if we don't question what's taking
place. Who's the guy? He's had lawyers on about it. It was in Round Rock. And his daughter got killed. They blamed him. And even though they knew it was this other guy. And then later that guy confessed, and then all the evidence came out. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable when you learn all about it. Like they just knew and just covered it up.
There's a whole range of it. I mean, John Grisham has a great book out called The Innocent Man about another guy who's probably innocent who's facing death row. So there's a lot of those kind of cases out there.
See, I'm for the death penalty, except the system's so corrupt you can't trust it. I want to go to phone calls. Yep. Carlos, finish up what you were saying from Canada. Sorry. You're bringing up some great points.
The basic thing is that, remember Alex Acosta, said that he was told not to touch or go easy on Jeffrey Epstein because he was intelligent. What was really not known at the time was that the police chief, Michael Reiter, and you should have him, Palm Beach police chief Michael Reiter has been writing about what happened to them. They were at all turns, they were being obstructed from being able to bring about the prosecution on 48 of over 40 of these women, young women, actually children, in fact. And the best way to see it, Alex, if we have one day, a Saturday call in, I'll give you all the story. But the best way to see it is to look at this man, Jeffrey Epstein, as a sexual commando. The little girls didn't have a chance. This man was operating an intelligence operation, and he was actually to the very end. And think about it for a second. Why would the most condecorated, known political figure in Israel by the name of Ehud Barak, touch a radioactive pedophile in New York City. No, with a 10-foot pole. He doesn't need that. He wouldn't have needed that. No, he was actually debriefing the operation, getting the material information.
Oh, sure. So I mean, we know he's facing the Israelis, but and I'm not defending Israel. These governments do all sorts of horrible things. Our CIA has been caught doing it, too. Who do you think he really worked for? Because Maxwell's connected to the CIA and British intelligence. Her dad was killed in a boating accident. I mean, this is ridiculous. So who do you think really killed him? You know, you've got the British royals hanging out with him. I'm not going to say British intelligence is involved, but that's how all these intelligence agencies have been doing it, particularly the British. That's what they're known for.
Well, there were meetings between the intelligence agencies and Epstein-connected parties.
Sure, and why is the former Israeli president running and secretly getting caught meeting with him when he's a convicted pedophile? So give us the answer, Carlos. Who do you think at the bottom of the barrel, at the end of the day, who was Epstein really working for?
The Epstein, in fact, with Prince Andrew. Please be careful, because Prince Andrew was at the time, he was a commercial a representative of the crown. He was a commercial, if you want to call it, a representative worldwide, and he could bring lots of contacts and information and material about deals that were going on in London. He would have access, unprecedented access to anything he wanted to know about commercial transactions. So he was, in fact, a good prey to have. Now, the bottom line is that countries, and not just Israel, countries have always been running,
Sure, you're a smart guy. That's why I went to you first. I'm asking, who do you think he first worked for?
He actually took the job from Robert Maxwell. And Ghislaine Maxwell and Robert Maxwell, this is an anecdote.
And he was MI6 and CIA. So who do you think really controlled Epstein?
That's right. There's an actual anecdote with Ghislaine Maxwell and her father talking about Trump. They used she used the term premium items to refer to, you know what, premium items. And she said to her father, and there's interesting in a biography of Robert Maxwell, it says that she actually told her father, why don't I bring some of my premium items to, this fellow Donald J. Trump, because he would be a good contact. And he was very upset at her. And he told her, called her all sorts of names and told her, this man wouldn't touch your samples.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So, yeah, one day on Saturday, call in. Let's talk about Alex. Let's talk about Jeffrey Epstein.
No, I agree. And I'm not just here to defend Trump. I actually know all of Trump's sexual proclivities, and that's why they want Roger Stone so bad. Roger Stone was Trump's beard with supermodels. That's what he likes. And they had to be tested and screened, and the guy is a germaphobe where he had to go basically train himself. He loves people, but he used to put the stuff on his hands. Okay, he likes full-grown women. That's it. He doesn't like children. And that's why they want Stone so bad, because Stone was his beard for 40 years, and not for gay dudes, a beard for women. So Trump could go out with his girlfriends, Roger Stone. Let's just get it out in the open. The president doesn't like little kids like the rest of these people, and that's why they don't like him. He's not in the club. And I only released that on the president, even though Stone's told me the president. I checked articles about it back when the New York Times was more truthful. I talked to others. They go, yeah, that's true. But Stone was his beard. And I brought up the Stone. He didn't want to get into it. He said Trump wouldn't like it if it came out, that Trump also likes black girls and stuff. He's not racist. And see, that's what they can't stand. And you know what? This stuff needs to be out. But they don't have anything on Trump. They can't stand it.
Yeah, I mean, Trump has done a very good job of avoiding the kind of entrapment scenarios that others had set up for other individuals over in positions of power over time. And he also avoided all the memberships. I mean, he's one of the first people to get elected that didn't go to Bohemian Grove, wasn't part of the Bilderberg Group,
He likes 6 foot supermodels.
Well, I mean, his type is rather obvious by who he's married and who he's dated publicly over time. And it's not any kind of problematic behavior beyond, fidelity might not be his strong suit. But that would be about all. So,
and he's certainly not just grabbing random women.
That's totally not who he is.
I mean, look, Trump's a control freak, folks. He's a total control freak. He'd never be in a room being pissed on by Russians. Give me a break. He had to have Roger Stone and a few others vet women for months and months before he did. So I never even believe the Stormy Daniels thing. Trump is not just running into hotel rooms with women.
That's just not his nature, and it doesn't fit the pattern.
I don't want to talk about the president's sexual past, okay? But I research all this stuff before I go all in, okay?
Well, imagine how much scrutiny Trump has been in compared to past presidents. I mean, Trump has been under a degree of scrutiny that almost no one has ever faced. They've looked at every aspect.
I forget that one supermodel, the Playboy, super good-looking brunette that also looks like his wife. She said, no, he's a total gentleman. We had to date a long time when he wasn't married to him before he even had sex with me.
Everybody who's ever dated him has said that, whether they've been liberals or conservatives, no matter their politics, most of them.
The truth is, they'd have to date him for months, and then Roger Stone would spy on him. I mean, you want to get down to brass tacks, that's it.
That I can't speak to.
You didn't? Well, I mean, he would just make sure they weren't going to give Trump a problem.
Oh, right.
Well, and that's why they want Stone so bad. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.